When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight applied to be a writer on my late night show back in the early 1990s. He wasn't ready then, but a spot just opened up. I'd like to talk to him, see if he's got what it takes. I've been told he's made some progress in the business. Please welcome a Stephen Colbert. Stephen, what a thrill to have you here.
So happy to. I'm a big fan. I've been a fan for ages.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm Stephen Colbert. Look at me.
You know, I think you have a lot of explaining to do.
I am needy.
You're needy.
And when I'm not with the audience, I get panicky.
You get panicky the audience.
I get a little depressed when I can't stand in front of an audience and tell them jokes and get laughs. I get depressed.
Yeah.
I get lonely.
What's that like?
My only friends, Conan.
Okay. What? Curious. What's that like to be a needy performer who's only happy if they're getting laughs and without it they feel shallow and empty? I want to explore that world because it's a mystery to me.
It's profitable.
Yeah.
I've turned my mental illness into a business model.
You know that that's exactly what my father said to me about 15 years ago. He was watching me perform, and he said, "Oh, I understand now. You've taken something that should be treated and turned it into an occupation."
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did. I want to ask you about what's going on back here. You're not a people person because you douse yourself with Purell after is this what you do? Because I want to ask
you. This is real. I do. You don't have this behind your desk?
I have a hazmat chamber I go into.
Just when I'm, all when I'm irradiation?
Done, yeah, whenever I'm done with a guest and I'm like, "Thanks a lot, Mr. T," I go into a special chamber and then I'm doused with various lights, liquids, gases, creams, and oils.
No, I have this back there to protect my guests because I don't want to get my guests sick. And because I am always operating. I don't know how you deal with your show after 25 years, but this is breaking me.
It's breaking you?
It's breaking my endocrine system, and I'm sick all the time.
You didn't have to say that. You don't have to say it's breaking my endocrine system. That made some of us feel not so smart.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Conan O'Brien?
That's right.
Really, Mr. Harvard?
I knew you'd pull that.
An endocrine. Here's the thing.
It's a different Harvard. It was the Harvard Driving School.
The best. The best.
I can parallel park. Summa, yes. In parallel parking.
Uh-huh. It's better than Yale diesel mechanics. No, but I don't want to get my guests sick, and I often will have a cold or something like that, and I don't want to get my guests sick.
Yeah, that's very wise.
I'm being thoughtful, Conan.
Yeah.
You're Typhoid Mary over there on your show. You're like, "Come here."
I like
Come here, oldest man in the world.
Hello, Dame Judi Dench. You know. I didn't really do it.
You really
I want playback. Jim, I want playback on that.
I commit as a performer.
That was like watching a meteor shower. Is this mine?
It was yours. Now it's got my snot in it, but go ahead.
I'm good.
How do you come down from a show? When I do a show, I get a lot of energy from it, and then I come home, and my family isn't interested in they're not. They don't want hyperactive Conan at home. They don't. What do you do? How do you, you have a lovely family. How do you make that
transition? This is how I do it. I live in Philly. It takes me 3 hours to get there.
Right. That's,
yeah. By the time I get there, I just go straight to bed. My children haven't seen me since 2005. What do I do? I don't know. I guess I'm unpleasant. When I first get home...
Me too. I'm unpleasant.
That's the secret. Find somebody who will stay with you regardless of the fact that you're really hard to be with. Can I tell you a story about you?
Yeah.
And that is this fall... I celebrated 25 years with my wife. Our 25th wedding anniversary was coming up, and when we first started... Thank you. She puts up with me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something special, and when we first started dating, she lived in New York and I lived in Chicago, and there was no internet. We couldn't afford telephone calls, so we wrote each other letters almost every day. We have hundreds of letters to each other.
That's so cool. You're like a Civil War veteran.
Very much so. Sad violins play whenever I think about it. My dearest Lorraine. And so for, but they've been packed away in this box. She actually had a very, very pretty little box that she put them all in, and she put them somewhere back in the attic. I don't know where they were, and I wanted to get them to get a few out to read to each other on our anniversary. And I didn't know where they were, and she knows where everything is. But I can't ask her because it's got to be a surprise.
Right.
So I thought, I'm walking up the steps and going, where, how can I ask her where they are? And when we first started dating is when I applied to be a writer on your first show.
1993, yeah.
Yeah, and we were married the month you came on the air, in October of 1993. And I thought, oh, I know. Hey, hun, I got a call from Conan last night. And she goes, oh, what did he want? I said, you remember how I applied to be a writer on Conan's show? And he didn't hire me, and I don't resent him at all. And she goes, yeah, I remember that. You talk about it a lot. And I said, he called me because he is ending his present show, and he's going to change up the show.
Right.
And for the end of his show, he's having people who submitted to his original show. He's just looking back 25 years. Come on and read some of the original pitches to the original show, and he wants me to just read it at my desk. I don't have to go to L.A. I can't find those original pitches. She goes, well, where would they be? I said, the last time I saw them, they were in the same box as those letters that we wrote to each other. And she goes, oh, my God, you're going to have to put on a headlamp and crawl into the eaves because it's in the back and the thing and behind it, and you see the kids, and you'll see the kids, the original bassinet, it's behind there. It's in the box. It's labeled something else, but go in, and it's in the bottom. And I go, great. So I go get them. I come out, and I hide the things from her, and I said, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the Conan stuff. I'll have to look someplace else. And the next day, you announced that you're changing your show.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right.
I made that up as a lie to my wife.
I changed the show to justify the lie so you wouldn't get caught.
You're a good man.
I'm a very good man.
You're a good man.
Maybe the best man ever.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have. This really didn't go anywhere. Hey. Good luck. You'll get a gig. Network's easy. Stephen Colbert, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show goes on hiatus for summer break. The Late Show will be back on July 18th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. For more exclusive Late Show content,
follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.